Welcome to the Leadership Podcast with Pastor Sam Carr. Here you'll learn godly principles and real-world techniques for leading effectively.
Hello, everyone. Pastor Sam Carr with you again today. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. I trust that you've been listening to this series on leadership in regard to failure and leadership in regard to our friend Peter, the great apostle, and how God dealt with him, how Jesus himself personally dealt with him, even in his failures, and how he was used, even though there were many times when you know that he failed and he didn't do what he should have done. And one of the things that I have found about the Lord in regard to leadership, and I want you to listen carefully to this, and it's because it's so important that you understand this. The Lord will always give you value in spite of your actions. One of the most amazing things about our Lord is he looks past our actions and still sees value in our lives. He sees value where we see failure. He sees value where we've seen disappointment. It's amazing how the Lord can look past all of that and see the real person and give value to them and let them know you are important, you are valuable regardless of your failures. One of the greatest examples to me of this in the Word of God is over in Luke chapter 24 and verse 34. It says, "The Lord is risen indeed and has appeared to Simon." The Lord appeared to Simon. Paul, over in 1 Corinthians 15:5, said that he was seen by Cephas, Peter, then by the 12. Do you know what that means? The one who denied him the most, the one who was the most difficult during Jesus' transition from earth to heaven was Peter, but yet the Lord still gave him value by appearing to him in spite of his actions. Isn't that amazing? I don't know about you, but to me, that just speaks of how much our Lord loves us and will overlook things in our lives and add value to us and let us know we're important even though we've made mistakes, even though we have failed him, even though we have missed out on some things. There's another scripture over in Mark chapter 16, verse 14. It says, "He appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table. He rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those things he had seen, who had seen him, did not believe those who had seen him after he was risen." Now, on the surface, Jesus, that wouldn't be any fun having Jesus rebuke you. But you've got to understand, Jesus was not rebuking them for rebuke's sake. He was about to add value to their lives. Because in the very next verse, he said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Now stop and think about that for just a minute. On one hand, they had not believed. Jesus himself said there was unbelief, there was hardness of heart in their lives. But on the other hand, Jesus still saw value in them. He saw enough value to tell them, "All right, this is your problem, unbelief, hardness of heart. But now here's what I want you to do. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." The Lord will never leave you at rebuke. He will always, listen to me, he will always add value to it, your life. He will always say, "Look, I love you. Let's go forward. Let's do this. Let's do this. Take this next step. Yes, you failed. Yes, there's been unbelief. Yes, there's been hardness of heart." But he still wants to give value to you. He wants to add value into your life and move you forward in the things of God regardless. So you have an assignment. No matter how bad you fail the Lord, he's still going to say, "Yeah, but I see value in you, and I want to see something happen in your life, and this is what I want you to do now." Now, here's something else that goes along with that. Jesus will also empower you for your future. Now, this is very important. He will empower you for your future. Even though Peter and the other disciples, but we're talking primarily about Peter, even though they had disappointed Jesus, even though they had been in unbelief, even though there had been hardness of heart, even though Peter denied Jesus three times, the Bible says in John 20:22, that he breathed on them and they received the Holy Spirit. Isn't that amazing? Sometimes we think we've disqualified ourselves from empowerment. Then you go over to Acts chapter 1 in verse 8, and the Lord instructed Peter and the others, you'll receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Even though Peter had failed him, salvation came to him when Jesus breathed on him and the Holy Spirit came on him. He was born again. He came alive unto God in a way he had never known. And this is the very one who had denied him. This is the very one who had failed him. This is the very one who'd been almost an antagonist with Jesus the latter days of his life on the earth. Yet Jesus said, no, I want you to be filled with my Spirit. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit from God, and I want you to be filled with him. I want you to be empowered, endued with power, and I want you to move forward in all that I have for you, because your future is greater than any failure that you have had in the past. To me, that is the most amazing thing about our Lord. I've watched people really, literally go from saint to sinner being filled with the Holy Spirit in a moment's time. I've watched men and women who have failed God, been away from God, stand in the presence of God, and God reignite, re-empower them, and they go forward in their lives. He will always give you value. He will always give you value regardless of your actions, and he will empower you for your future. So don't ever feel like that I'm never going to be able to get to a place where I can serve God like I did because I don't have the strength. It's not your strength you have to go in. It's his strength. Once you get that revelation, once you understand that you are of value to him regardless of your actions, and he will show you that value. And not only that, even though you've been a failure, even though you've missed something with God, even though you haven't done everything the way you should, he will still empower you for your future. That's just the way our God works. That's just the way the Son of God works, because he's just like his daddy. He's just like his father. And that's the way Jesus treats us. And so if you're in leadership today and you think you've lost your power, that you've done too many things wrong, you're never going to be able to get back, you're never going to be able to get back on top, I've got good news for you. You are valuable to the Lord Jesus, and not only are you valuable to him, but his Holy Spirit will impart his power and strength to you so that you can get back on top and be what God wants you to be. So don't ever feel like that you're not going to be able to do that. And don't ever judge someone else and think they can't be that way. We need to be like Jesus and show that value. I know too many times I heard this said many, many years ago, Christians are the only army that kill their wounded. When really what we ought to do is be saying, you still have value to God. You still have value to Jesus, and he'll empower you right where you are to go forward. So not only should you be a recipient of that, you ought to be a giver to let other people know Jesus is not going to leave you. He's not going to forsake you. He's going to work with you and work in you. Just like he did with Peter, he'll do the same for you, and he'll do the same for others through you. Well, praise God. Our time's gone today. I am so glad that you were here and that you heard this message, because I believe it was very timely for some of you to receive this. God bless you till our next time. We look forward to speaking to you again in our future podcast.
Thanks for joining us today on the podcast. The Leadership Podcast is part of Word of Life Ministries in Shreveport, Louisiana. You can connect with Pastor Carr or Word of Life Ministries on our Facebook, Twitter, or at our website, wordoflifecenter.org.